My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to do SEO for a tiny website that doesn't have any visitors or money. What are your thoughts?
Sure. So the biggest thing is when you're a tiny website, it's not all about just building a shitload of links and trying to compete that way. It really comes down to pick a niche. As a tiny website, you're not going to compete with the big guys who are broad because you don't have authority. And when I mean pick a niche, don't pick a niche like online marketing or SEO, right? Those are too broad for a brand new website. I'm talking about a good example of this is, let's say you're going after the SEO field. A niche could be, for example, Brian Dean from Backlinko. That's his main specialty. That's what he focuses on. That's how he built up his traffic. And now if you look at his content, it's not just about backlinks. And that's fine. Why? Because he's built up the authority over time. So the big thing that you need to focus on, finding that really solid niche within that space that you want to go after. And then later on, you can broaden up. But that's where I would first start.
One thing I would recommend is start with content, right? The two main factors for ranking well in Google, it's been mentioned multiple times on this podcast, content and links, right? And if you're starting out, you just focus on, you know, content. You start building relationships with people. It's slow going. I remember yesterday I was doing a Facebook Live with a bunch of other entrepreneurs, and you know, one girl has a couple hundred thousand subscribers on YouTube, and then you know, we're talking about podcast growth, organic traffic growth, things like that. And you know, the number one recommendation, it's boring, it's not sexy, but it just, you know, it takes time. Content takes time. If you're gonna do SEO for a tiny website, you know, that's what you can do. You can focus on content, and then also based on Neil's point, you should niche down on your content too. So let's say you're trying to start like an SEO company in Los Angeles. You might focus on building a Los Angeles SEO page, make it really in depth, and then focus on acquiring kind of, you know, localized links too. You're not trying to go really broad. You know, you get a few links there, you're going to rank well for keywords like Los Angeles SEO. And then you're going to do well in your niche. And then from there, you can start to expand out. So think about Apple as a company. They first started out with their first computer, right? After they got that nailed down, they expanded. Same thing with Google. Started with search. Now they're doing other stuff. They're trying to extend life. They did Google Glass and it failed. They're doing like, you know, all this other crazy stuff. But, you know, you start small first and you go out. You don't have to think about conquering the world when you're first going.
Yeah, and it's not about conquering the world, as Eric mentioned. And that's a bad thing that companies start off with. It's like, oh, I want to rank number one for all these terms and just start crushing and get so much organic traffic. It doesn't work that way. It takes a good solid 3 to 6 months. It takes over a year, especially if you're going after big, large head terms. So if you're starting off, take things slow and easy. When you're doing the content, don't focus on number of pages, focus on quality. So instead of having one page that's 1,000 words, make that page 5,000 words, 6,000 words, and continually expand upon it, right? And then when you have a really detailed article, you can then do outreach to all the other players in the space who have similar articles but aren't as detailed. You then go to Ahrefs, Ahrefs.com, put in the URL. It'll then tell you who's linking to your competition, who has mediocre content compared to that really in-depth post you wrote. And then from there, you can then hit each of those people up and in essence beg for a link, just being like, hey, Eric, I noticed you linked out to Brian Dean from Backlinko. He has an amazing article on backlinks. I actually have a similar article, but mine covers 30 more tactics that Brian didn't go into detail with. Feel free to check it out. And if you like it, add the link to your page. Cheers. It's that simple.
Speaking of Ahrefs, we have a little affiliate link if you guys would be so inclined to give us a commission. It's growtheverywhere.com/Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S as in sugar. You're not going to get charged extra or anything like that. We're just testing it out. The other thing I'll mention, I mean, if you're looking to get started with link outreach, I do recommend using a tool like Neil and I have talked about BuzzSumo quite a bit. So that's B-U-Z-Z Sumo. BuzzSumo.com, and then you can also combine that with a tool like PitchBox, which will help you with the outreach process and will help you track the numbers to see just how successful you are. And there's a bunch of other tools out there, but I've seen a lot of SEOs using PitchBox, and we're looking into that right now. And BuzzStream is something you can also look into on top of that. Neil, anything else to add?
Yeah, last but not least, when you're doing SEO for a small site, think of Wikipedia. The reason Wikipedia ranks, and I know I talked about this, really detailed content. And that was my last point. I can't emphasize that enough. I actually did a study where I was looking at why certain sites rank, and I took the personal finance industry and Google Hummingbird, which was their most drastic update that Google released. They did it where tiny niche sites that are really thorough on a topic tend to rank the highest. So if you're new and you're starting off, that's what you should focus on, because that's what's going to do the best for you and your website.
And that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. Actually, one more thing to add. If you're interested in looking at how these big sites or these niche sites do well, there's a couple of 1 million backlink studies that we've been doing. So we're actually releasing one on Lyft this week. And we did one on Udemy and Airbnb. So you can check those out. You can just go to singlegrain.com and then just type in like singlegrain Airbnb or something, and then you'll find it. But anyway, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for
more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.